If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:25. The two most important things in our relationship with Christ is a life of faith and a walk of faith. He who understands and experiences this as a moment-by-moment reality is a master of experiential theology. You'll never find saving faith without godliness. On the other hand, no one can live a holy life without trusting on the sacrifice of Christ. Woe to those who seek one without the other. There are some who cultivate faith and forget holiness. These may be very high in orthodoxy, but unless they repent, they will go to hell. While these false professors hold the truth in unrighteousness, there are others who try to save themselves with dead works while denying Christ. They are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Matthew 23:27. We must have saving faith in what Christ has done, for this is the foundation. We must also have holiness of life, for this is the superstructure. Of what service is the mere foundation of a building to a man when the storm comes? Can he hide himself within a home that doesn't exist? He needs a home to cover him, as well as a foundation for the home. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. James 2:14-19. The Apostle Paul rebuked those who thought they could willfully sin without fear. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? We were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6:1-4.